Just a brief thought in connection with this. We cannot enter into these things on the basis of rights. We can only enter into these things on the basis of sovereign grace. And so that applies to this situation with Ruth and Naomi. It applies to Israel, as Brother Jake just mentioned, on the basis of their own rights. They cannot enter into this relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus. And it applies to the church. When you look at the whole history of the church, we have failed. We are part of a tremendous history of failure. There is no right whatsoever. And if we acknowledge that before God, if we stand here in this humiliation that Ruth had to go down, if we humble ourselves and realize, I have no rights, I can plead with God, but I have no rights, then the Lord in His grace can come in and open the treasure, the doors of the treasure house. He opens all the doors, as it were. And more than that, He brings her into this relationship with Boaz when the time has come, when all the other obstacles are gone and removed, the law has no room, the other kinsman, redeemer doesn't play any role, then the time has come to consummate this relationship. And as we see, this highlight at the end of the book is such a wonderful scene. There is joy everywhere. There is joy for Boaz, there is joy for Ruth, there is joy for Naomi, and then this little child. Some say it is worshipper, but literally the name means servant. And we cannot be true worshippers if we don't have the attitude of a servant. And so there are so many lessons in this, but this is a wonderful book, and it ends on this note of joy, joy for the glory of God.